I feel like I've gotten back into the Thanksgiving Day parade. It's just, it's such an American thing. Like,
it is.
You have to engage. I love seeing our news anchors from, like, Today or Good Morning America.
Like, Al walking around with the big...
Yeah, Al Roker. Yeah, Al's like, okay, I've been doing this way too damn long. I'm having to corral a fucking Snoopy yeah. up in the air. But, like, he does it. Yeah. He does it, and he doesn't complain, and I respect it. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Happy almost Thanksgiving, Kirby.
Happy almost Thanksgiving. I can't believe we're here. It's Turkey Day is upon us. Okay, this is a controversial question, Sarah. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Okay, so I've been seeing a lot of this conversation about how turkey is not it for people. And I really feel like it's because they haven't had good turkey. There's a lot of bad, dry turkey floating around out there. And like, for this reason, my sister, Janice, who is also the one who makes all the frosted cookies, is like the chef baker of the family. And she is the only person who we allow to cook the turkey because otherwise we know it's going to be disgusting. So I feel like I am a fan of the turkey only if she makes it. I love potatoes. I'm a potato girl. Like, I usually am in charge of, like, a potato dish. But I'm also a girl of tradition. I love stuffing, you know. I also like when there's, like, a mac and cheese. I love a carb.
Yes. Okay. What could you leave?
What could I leave? Okay, not a fan of cranberry sauce.
Me either.
Which will probably offend my mom because she's the one who makes it, but I don't need it. like, I like vegetables, but, like, not on Thanksgiving. I don't need, like, a green bean casserole. But overall, I'll eat it all. What about you?
Okay. There absolutely must be deviled eggs or someone's getting fired.
Is that a Thanksgiving tradition?
Yeah, at least at the Johnson household. If there are not deviled eggs, somebody's head will be on the chopping block. I'll just put it that way. Like,
oh, do you make deviled eggs?
Hell no. My cousin Ashley has always been great. My grandmother used to make them, but now my mom makes them. My dad and I are, like, ravenous over deviled eggs. Like, for Christmas when we go home, I will be forcing my mother to make, like, just dozens of deviled eggs. No compromise.
Okay. You and Matt. Matt loves a deviled egg as well.
And I if you put relish, like, my family likes a traditional one, but I'm like, throw me some relish in there, put some onions on top. Okay. I need crap loads of paprika. Get it all in there.
You should start a deviled egg truck and, like, have different fun toppings on it.
So my friend Natalie, who is a hairstylist, she has an Instagram account called Egg Baby LA. I don't think that she has updated it in a while, but she makes truly works of art out of deviled eggs, to the point that I think she should just start it as a business because it's incredible. So if you're a deviled egg fanatic like myself, I'll link it on the website. Stuffing is my number one. The HBIC is stuffing. Give me, like, 800 versions of it. I'll do a cornbread stuffing, a turkey stuffing. I don't care. Honestly, stovetop is supreme for me.
It's great.
I don't need you to, like, cut up the bread and toast it and then, like, you know, like, take it out of the oven. Give me a stovetop stuffing and I'm so, so good. Like, I probably would just eat a plate of stuffing if possible.
My favorite is just, like, when everything on my plate starts to melt together.
Yes.
And it's just, like, a Thanksgiving bite.
Yes. And I like doing it when I have, like, the perfect – it's, like, stuffing and then yams with the brown sugar on top. And then I do like a vegetable. I do like green beans, but I don't – the casserole kind of gags me out a little bit. I'm just like, this is too creamy for me. Like, what the fuck is this? Instead, I like doing green beans, French cut, and then putting bacon in them.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do like a vegetable, and I usually make a Brussels sprout with, like, a balsamic sauce. Sometimes I'll add, like, a bacon or pancetta. Yeah.
Get me some creamed corn as well. That's the only creamy thing I want.
Creamed corn. And I don't need the fancy creamed corn.
No. Out of a can.
Like, just has to be creamy.
Yep. Tons of butter in there. Yeah.
What about dessert?
Ooh, okay, so this is hard. Patrick makes this pie, which is literally just, like, pie crust with Jell-O, like, chocolate Jell-O pudding.
Ooh, okay.
And whipped, like, Cool Whip on top. It's, like, something his grandmother has made for decades. It's so easy, so he makes it, and he loves it. Again, the gelatinous thing kind of gets me every time. If it's too creamy, I need, like, a crunch in there.
Yeah. The texture can throw you off.
Yeah, so I love a pecan pie. Being from Texas.
A la Sunday Riley.
Yes, I was praying to God they were going to send us one. So imagine my surprise and delight when we got that package. I knew it doesn't even say Sunday Riley on it.
No, you just know. It's from Sunday Riley. You're like the big wooden box that shows up at your doorstep the week of Thanksgiving. I'm like, when is this going to end? I hope it never does.
I hope it truly never ends. It's, like, such a Texan thing to do, and that's why I love it so much. So thank you, Sunday Riley.
With, like, ice cream on top?
See, I just – no. No.
No? Oh, okay. No. Okay.
I just do it straight up. I'm like, give me that pecan pie, y'all. I do love a pumpkin pie. Patrick is not in on it, but I like a pumpkin pie. You know, it took me a minute to get into the texture of it, but as I've gotten older, my palate has expanded.
Yeah. I also love, like, a pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh, see, Patrick would like a pumpkin cheesecake because he loves cheesecake. Again, the cheesecake, a little too thick for my liking.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I love that we learned this about each other.
I know. Now we know when we have our Thanksgivings together.
Big mansion in Malibu.
I agree that cranberry sauce can get lost.
Yeah. Sorry to all of you cranberry sauce lovers.
And I didn't address the turkey conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I rarely get in on the turkey. I'll be real because I feel like nobody ever makes it properly. So I need Janice's ASAP. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a dark meat girl because dark meat disappoints. It's always moist and delicious. Sorry if y'all hate the word moist, but like it's the only way to describe it. It's juicy, dark meat.
Who's reaching for the white meat?
Patrick. Patrick Muldowney refuses dark meat. I'm like, sir, you are missing out.
Oh my God.
He's missing out. I know. He's totally missing out on the
good
part of
life. Like for health reasons or for preference?
No, because he's like basic from Pittsburgh. So he's not engaging in the dark meat conversation. He'll eat it, but he's not like going for it. For me, I'm like, we ordered a turkey this year because we live in an apartment. Like, we have a small kitchen. It's too much. So we ordered enough turkey. I asked him, should we get it enough for four people? He's like, no, eight. So we are getting, like, enough food to feed eight people.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Because he wants leftovers. Anyways.
Of course.
Love Thanksgiving.
Well, can you order one that's just all dark meat?
No, that's – I was literally like, how do I make this happen? Like, I just want to force you into eating dark meat. It's always the best part of the turkey.
It is.
Trust.
It really is. No conversations asked.
Do you watch the Thanksgiving Day parade?
I do. I used to, like, not wake up early enough for it, you know? Mm-hmm. But now I'm, like, up before it starts. And then the dog show.
Oh, okay. So I always miss the dog show, but – I feel like I've gotten back into the Thanksgiving Day parade. It's just, it's such an American thing. Like,
it is.
You have to engage. I love seeing our news anchors from like Today or Good Morning America.
Like Al walking
around. Yeah, Al Roker. Yeah, Al's like, okay, I've been doing this way too damn long. I'm having to corral a fucking Snoopy up in the air. But, like, he does it. He does it, and he doesn't complain, and I respect it. You know, Savannah Guthrie as well. So, yeah, I'll be watching. Although, I feel like we're in this renaissance of performances. I feel like there was a part of my life, maybe the past 5 years, that I was never really excited about, like, the Grammy Awards or, the AMAs or Thanksgiving Day Parade, because I felt like I just didn't see, like, razzle-dazzle, like, pop star performances, because like Beyonce's not doing the Thanksgiving Day parade, okay? Like, she doesn't need to. She's already paid her dues. Britney sure as hell wasn't doing them. And now I feel like I'm getting like back into enjoying performances again, like BTS. Cardi B, like Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm biased, but I feel like when we were growing up and we were like middle school teen, like we were really in the heyday of like all of that.
Yes, we were.
And so it really is, it's like hard to top like all of those performances.
Yeah, but you know, like, and I felt like they really catered to that, like networks did. They were like, okay, right now boy bands are huge, so we're going to do like three holiday specials, one with Christina Aguilera, one with NSYNC, and then one with like a coupling of a bunch of people, like NSYNC, Britney Spears, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
And all because there was no social. That was like literally the only place to get your content.
Yes. So you were just salivating to get it. And then now I feel like there's too many opportunities for people to do stuff and they can do it on their own platform. So whatever. I will say BTS is working hard for the money. They are at every award show and they are doing it. And they're bringing in the viewers. And I respect it so much. And I like thank God for them that they're like making a boy band like very relevant again. But
I'm also really excited for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes.
Snoop and Dre and Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be really good.
I'm like, thank God. Like, can we get – I just want
– let's get some hip-hop in here.
Freaking A, man. Like, let's do it. Like, I just want to be drunk as a skunk watching Snoop Dogg, like, drinking out of his gin and juice goblet, smoking a doobie. Like, let's do it. It's in L.A. Like, you have to have Snoop Dogg at the L.A. Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Or what life are you living? Anyways, exactly. I think we're getting back to the heyday of performances, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying people like Doja Cat, Sweetie. Yes. Love it. In other news, you may have seen on our Instagram and in our Facebook group that we are doing the Los Angeles Awards. And we are so excited. We've never done this before. And this is really all about the Glamgelinos and your preferences. We posted it on Instagram and in our Facebook group to get your thoughts and suggestions because we are curating the nominees for each category. But we wanted to make sure we were on the right track. And based on the responses, I think we are. I think that Like basically all of the categories we asked y'all to comment on, we have most of the nominees checked off. So
we know our glams so well.
We know our glams. We love y'all, and we really want to just show support for the brands or the people that have really made a huge difference in your beauty routine. And that's what this is all about. We didn't want it to be like super similar to any other beauty awards. It's like very much us. And, yes. And by us, I mean Glamjulinos. So this is how it's going to work. Starting today, we have a Google form available on our website, in the show notes, in our Facebook group, and available via our link tree on Instagram for y'all to go through and vote. We encourage you to share this with your other Glamjulino friends that haven't maybe seen us on social media. Maybe they're not active on social media, because we really want this to be comprehensive. So you'll have from today through November 3rd at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time to go through and vote for your faves. And then we will have an episode dedicated to all of these winners. We'll make the formal announcement via an episode. And we would encourage you to call our hotline and leave a message about why you voted for a specific category or nominee, because you might be featured in the app.
Yeah, because this, again, like what Kirby said, this is all about you guys. We want you to chime in and share your favorites, and we want to share those with everyone else. So please vote, leave us a message, send us a message, share this with everyone you know and love. I can't wait to see who wins.
Yes, and just a reminder, our hotline is 424-341-0426.
Let's touch briefly on Harry Styles' new brand called
Sexual Brand
Pleasing.
Ma'am, okay, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't read it word for word, but there is literally like something that refers to the pearl of the oyster, and I'm like, sir, we are all reading between the lines here. You are making a vulva like reference at the very least. Like, watermelon sugar is literally about going down on a woman. So
I know.
I'm not surprised that he's making an extremely sexual reference with his beauty brand. Extremely. Right?
Hashtag horny for skincare.
Horny for skincare. That should have been the brand name. But pleasing also, I'm like, come on. A woman?
Yeah. The like, man. And also, if you haven't had a chance to like read, I linked Amanda Mitchell's review, or it wasn't even the review, it was just like a story about the launch of the brand, and she totally hits the nail on the head where she's like, I thought this was like a sexual wellness brand.
I mean, it basically could be at this point.
I thought these nail polishes were butt plugs. I thought that maybe there was going to be an extension into like gadgets and also like lubricants, but TBD.
For all we know, that could be in the pipeline. I swear if NARS Orgasm didn't exist, this brand would be called like Orgasmic or something, or like Little Woman in the Canoe or Little Man in the Canoe or whatever they refer to your clitoris as. Okay, anyways, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Do we have to now like mark this conversation like PG-13 on when we publish or something?
Well, our last one where we were screaming horny for skincare, I marked as explicit because I was need to know. You know, we're talking about it.
The babies are listening.
Yeah, yeah, our small baby population. So tell me about Pleasing, because I don't have the product yet, but I've obviously seen all of it. So like, what are your initial thoughts? Like, have you tried the nail polish? What's in the brand so far?
Yes. Okay, so the launch is just 5 products, I believe. 3 nail polish colors, and then a eye gel matte lip oil. It's like dual ended. And they're both like rollerball applications, applicators, which I thought was interesting. And then there is a pearlescent illuminating serum, which Kirby, you were talking about. I think it's like a very interesting combination of products to launch with. It seems like a little bit all over the place, but also still like true to Harry. I think people were most excited about the nail polish. It has now chipped, but there are four nail polishes. I am wearing the one that is more like iridescent. I tried a few of the other ones. There is a pink, there's a black, there's a white, and then there's an iridescent one. The white one is called Perfect Pearl. The pink one is called Granny's Pink Pearl. Heavy on the pearl. Heavy on the pearl. Please, and then the black one is Inky Pearl.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So I will say I feel like it has, and maybe this is just me, had more of like a matte finish. And I don't know if that was like, it was probably intentional because this is supposed to be sort of like a gender neutral, beauty brand. And so maybe for those who don't want like a glossy finish, like maybe, you know, some dudes who want just more of like a natural finish. That's probably why he did that. The eye gel lip oil confuses me because it's a matte lip oil.
Yeah.
It's a really cute product, but I don't know. It's like, okay, I guess like I'm gonna, my eyes feel tired, so, and then I'm also gonna apply the lip. It's weird. It's a little weird.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't get. So, okay, and there's a serum, right?
And then there's a serum, which, you know, it's like it's a pretty, but I haven't tried it long enough to know whether.
Does it claim anything? Is it like, this is gonna hydrate?
Yeah, it's supposed to hydrate, refresh. It's got vitamin B5, antioxidants, amino acids. It's supposed to moisturize. Yeah.
Okay, so this is my two cents, not having the product in my hand yet. I know that they were like trying to get it to me, so maybe it's in my mailroom. But I think that the nail polish makes sense for Harry because like naturally we've been seeing him wear nail polish for a while. And I think that the packaging, does the packaging feel like luxurious? Is it heavy?
It doesn't feel luxurious, but
it's, because I see those marble balls slash pearls on top, and it makes me think that it's heavy.
Yeah, it's not heavy. It's nicer than some other launches that we've seen recently. But it's not like super, I wouldn't say it's luxury.
Okay, yeah. So for me, like, I feel like you're going to have to separate yourself as a in the beauty industry. I read some articles where they interviewed him, especially for Dazed, about this. He didn't seem to really divulge that much about, like, why he wanted to create it. Like, there wasn't a lot of beauty specifics. It was, like, it felt very generic to me. Mm-hmm. And I know that people will buy this because he has a huge fan base, but I think, like, you also have to think as a celebrity in the beauty space launching, like, are you going to have any longevity? Maybe his goal isn't to have longevity in this world, but
No, I don't think that's his intention at all.
Okay. Because it does, I mean, I don't want to say this is a cash grab by any means, but I do think that, like, I'm not buying skincare because Harry Styles tells me to buy skincare. So, like, that's why the pen is confusing to me. And that's why the serum is also confusing. I feel like maybe if he had launched initially with, like, just the nail polish, that could have been, like, a really nice thing for people to pick up that isn't, you know, a Gucci jumper that costs $2,000 and they still feel like they have a piece of Harry, that they're supporting Harry, that thing. I personally, like, don't wear a lot of nail polish, although I did paint my nails for the first time this past weekend and I was like, oh, I remember, like, how to do this.
How fun, yeah. It could be.
So it is like, I get it. The point of differentiation for me in terms of like that serum, I'm kind of like, you really need to go hard or not at all, in my humble opinion. Like, you can't just be like, this is an antioxidant serum that I'm making that you should wear. It's like, Harry, like, do you have a skincare routine? Do you, I need the pieces to kind of be in place for me a little bit more to like really be excited about those products. I think the only products that really like enticed me at all are the nail polishes. But TBD, maybe when I get this pen, I'll be like, oh, it's life-changing and I'm using it on the daily. But I really don't know if that's going to be the case.
Yeah. I also kind of feel like it was a J-Lo beauty moment where you're like, I don't know what demographic you're trying to reach here. Like, if you're trying to reach your really young audience with the nail polish, but then they don't necessarily need, like, a serum. Or maybe that's why he came out with the serum, because it's serum for all skin types. But maybe it's for people who it's, like, an intro into skincare and this is their, like, way into it. But I just find it a little confusing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he couldn't go full-on sexual wellness because then that would, you know. Maybe be a little bit mature, but maybe he should have.
I honestly think that makes the most sense for him. This man, people are horny for him. He's horny for them. Or not, wow, he's not horny for them. He doesn't know most of them. He just seems horny in general. His brand seems very like sexual and like wanting to cater to like the female gaze almost, and like wanting to like make sure they're taken care of, wink wink. So if he came out with like a cute little pearl vibrator, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'm into
it. Oh my god, this totally.
And I feel like then that's like a whole other category that like most celebrities aren't capitalizing on.
Yes.
And
it would be,
he
so
could be
smart.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, and I feel like people would be into it. Like, yeah, like help empower women.
Him and Gwyneth Paltrow. Getting after it.
Correct.
I agree with you, Kirby. I feel like that is definitely there is a white space in that market, and he would 100% be very successful should he choose to enter it. And maybe he is, because it's called pleasing, and we have not seen, you know, we've just seen the beginning of it. So stay tuned.
They started with, like, the softer products first. Like,
yeah.
Okay, before we go full, like, butt plug, we have to start with some nail polish.
Full pearl encrusted dildo. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. But yeah, pleasing. I think pre-orders were open, or maybe people have already started opening them and ordering. I'm not sure. But TBD, we'll keep you posted. Did you like the nail polish?
Yeah, I like the nail polish. It's it was easy to use. I like the brush. The colors are cute, but yeah. That was my review. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Like, not bad, but, like, not out of this world.
No. I think the packaging is really cute. It would probably make, like, a great gift this holiday season for the Harry Styles fans in your life.
Okay. We also said this was going to be a mini episode, but I definitely have some waifs to share.
Yeah, sure.
So, what's on my face?
What is on your face?
I'm going to shout out these drugstore products that are all under $20. There's a lot of them. And maybe we've spoken about them, maybe we haven't, but these are like my tried and trues that I, when I walk into a CVS, I'm like, yeah, should I just pick this up to have it? Yeah, probably. Okay. Simple Skincare's micellar water. I know that everybody loves Bioderma, and you can get Bioderma at the drugstore, but I'm pretty sure it's not under $20, I don't think. I think it's like a 20 pluser. Correct me if I'm wrong. Love Bioderma, but Simple Skincare really makes an excellent micellar water that isn't oil based. I feel like now we're getting into this like micellar world where, in order to really like effectively remove makeup, brands are putting oil in it, and like a traditional micellar water doesn't really have that. So
no,
I like to keep it as basic as possible, and what I found with the Simple Skincare one, which I think is around $12 or $13, is you get a lot of it. You can use it to remove eye makeup, or it can be like honestly like a triple cleanse, like you've double cleansed your face and then you go around your hairline, behind your ears, on your neck and stuff, just to get any remnants of product. Like, for instance, I love the Sunny Days sunscreen from Tower 28, but I find that like because it's such a strong sunscreen product, I have to triple cleanse when I use it, because not even like a balm and my normal face wash gets it all off. So then I'll go in with Simple. That's why I picked it up recently, to remove any excess. And I really, really like it. It's not, it's from Simple. So it's great for all skin types. And I just feel like this is a good staple that not a lot of people talk about, but is actually like legit. And they don't do like a ton of SponCon for it. Like I know Garnier does like a bunch of sponsorships for their particular micellar water, but for me, I think this is probably like the best one out there. If you're not looking for like Bioderma, in my humble opinion.
I love simple skincare. Yeah.
Even their wipes. Like I don't recommend wipes like unless you absolutely need them.
Absolutely need,
and yeah. When I was doing videos where I would like have to take off a makeup look and then go into a next one, I always requested Simple's makeup wipes because they were the most gentle and they didn't irritate my skin like using them 4 or 5 times.
Totally.
Same. Cool.
It's a good one, Curbs. Okay, what's next?
We have talked about this product, but I really think it's relevant right now because we're getting into holiday season where you're going to be drinking your mulled wine or your mulled cider or some eggnog if you're disgusting and are into gag me eggnog. I'm sorry. I hate eggnog. It's disgusting. Do you like eggnog?
No, not really. But I don't feel as strongly as
it's
you.
It's foul. It's actually disgusting.
The disdain. Okay.
Yeah, no. Maybe like a peppermint hot chalk.
Oh, love a peppermint. Love a peppermint hot chalk.
Yes. Okay. So
love the spiked hot chalk.
Yes.
Like a Bailey's. Put some bales situation. In there.
Yep.
Ooh.
If Giselle or Melody are listening, get your bales. Put it in your hot chalk. They love bales. They're always like, when we go to Vegas, they're like, early morning flight, get our bales on. Okay. So Maybelline Superstay Matte Ink. We have both at least talked about this 2,000 times on this podcast.
At least.
But it really is truly the best long-lasting makeup product on the market. It is hands down the most long-lasting outside of Lip Sense, okay? And we're not getting into Lip Sense. So,
no.
Like, they have 1,000 shades of it. It truly is transfer proof. It doesn't go anywhere. It will last you 8 hours. Like if you put it on first thing in the morning, there's nary an instance where you'll have to reapply it. And I feel like to remove it, you really will need like maybe a makeup wipe. So like get those simple wipes and like get in there.
And then use the like the micellar water.
Yeah, like a little exfoliating action, like get it all off.
Yeah.
But that stuff works. And I just think it looks good too. Yeah. It's $10. You can't F it up. Like, if you don't like it, you're like, okay, it was $10. It's fine. Another product that I really want to shout out that's new, and hell hath frozen over. Pigs flying.
Oh, my God. Is it acetophil rack?
Yep. I know. Shaking. So I did a review of the newly launched acetophil products because they reformulated and they're like focusing more on the environment and they're like quote unquote clean now because obviously like that's, I guess, just standard at this point.
You gotta.
And the publicist for Cetaphil commented on my video and was like, could have been worse. And I was like, you're right. It actually could have been worse. But I always try to be fair because, listen, I still don't think the Cetaphil cleanser does jack, and I truly still don't understand how people recommend this product for anything other than, like, you have literally – like, I don't – anybody listening to this podcast probably at least wears sunscreen on a daily basis, and I don't think that cleanser is enough to actually clean your skin and remove the day. Sure, maybe they have had trials, but anytime I use it, I'm like, what did I just do? It just feels like I'm putting – like thicker water on my face. So I was like, it's a no for me, dog, still. But they make huge vats of moisturizer and huge pumps of moisturizer that I think are really, really good, especially if you've like effed up your skin barrier or maybe you've used a product that your skin's freaking out about and you're like, I don't know what to do. It's just like one of those products now that I think you use it when you don't know what the hell's going on with your skin and you're just trying to like get it back to basics. Like just have it on standby, okay?
Yeah.
But they recently launched something called Rough and Bumpy. And I feel like this is like their version of Amelactin.
I need this.
And I really like it. So it's in a pump. This is what it says on Rite Aid's website. It's hypoallergenic and dermatologist tested. It's non-comedogenic and doesn't clog pores. Basically, it just mildly exfoliates to reduce bumps and roughness. I use this now towards the end of my self-tan to really help expedite the process so it doesn't come off in like patches. And I really like it. I feel like sometimes amlactin can be hard to find. And I've gone into so many different drugstores recently and been like, oh, it's there. Like, it's just available. So Cetaphil Rough and Bumpy. I will say it is like, I mean, it's not like a $10 lotion. It's actually probably more expensive than amlactin. If I recall, amlactin might be like $13 to $14. This is like, depending on where you get it, between $15 and $20. But if you have keratosis pilaris, it's going to get the job done.
Is it maybe more moisturizing than an amlactin, or like more gentle on your skin? Or like, what is it? What's the difference, you think?
I don't think it's like more moisturizing. I feel like if anything, maybe it's a little, maybe it's less exfoliating. So like if you feel like amlactin, because I freaking love amlactin, but then again, I'm like hardcore and like just...
Right. Some people like the smell is too much.
Yeah. It's like, this one doesn't have a smell at all, in my opinion. Okay. So maybe if that's like a deciding factor for you, try the Cetaphil version. But yeah, they have launched so many like new products, but also like reformulated products that I think that it's worth taking a look at. And I literally never thought I would say that a day in my life. So
look at
Babe
us.
The pig gross, is flying through the air right now. Living its best life.
Just goes to show. We're growing.
We're growing.
And
things change. Things change.
So, things change. People change. Skin changes. We're all changing together.
Yeah. And on that note, one last recommendation. If you like IT Cosmetics CC cream. Have we talked about this? A good dupe?
I don't think so.
I'm a Maybelline girl. Like, really, any Maybelline product I stan. Yeah. I think they make really incredible coverage products, concealers, mascaras, all that stuff. But Maybelline Dream Urban Cover is a dupe. Mm. It's a really good dupe. It's not as thick. It's actually a little thinner than the CC cream. So I feel like when you pump out the CC cream from the bottle, it kind of like looks like a little. It's not like a mousse, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's just a little thick for me.
Yeah, it doesn't like, if you turned your finger over, it would stay on. Yeah. The Maybelline Dream Urban Cover is a little bit more lightweight. It feels more fluidy. And when you expense it from the tube, it's really easy to rub on the face. But it gives you this beautiful, glowy, full coverage finish. So if you're like, I'm ready to just cover up this shit, I don't want to see a speck of anything underneath this product
for like
this
a holiday
is a good dupe.
Party.
Yes. Pictures.
Photos.
If you're taking pictures. Yeah. Yeah, photos. And it's $13. And I highly recommend it. And I'm going to finish with just saying any L'Oreal Voluminous mascara. Lash Paradise, regular, waterproof. If I'm in a pinch and I don't have a mascara and I need one, that's the one I grab.
Love this mini drugstore wife app.
Yep. Yes, I just wanted to like blow it out of the water and be like, there are a lot of amazing drugstore beauty products out there. Don't be fooled. You can just walk the aisles and spend less than $100 and have an amazing makeup set or skincare regimen. So, okay, and that's our episode for this week. It's just one episode, hence why it's out on a Wednesday.
Yes, everyone enjoy your turkey day or, you know, eating turkey day, Thanksgiving sides day.
Yes.
Everyone take some time to really like relax, enjoy yourselves, enjoy the time you're spending with whoever you're spending Thanksgiving with. And we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We truly like would not be here without your listens and your support. So we're thankful for you guys.
Yes, we are. And we'll be back on Tuesday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.